presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Wednesday, you know, Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday. It's November 30th, 2021. As you're welcome here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning. We thank you. We appreciate you for allowing us to join you this morning. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21000. Sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. You can find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Omni FM, Google Play, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. And you can visit us online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Fan feedback, email, inbox, XBMornings@gmail.com. XBMornings@gmail.com. And you can find us individually on Twitter. Danny Cahalan's at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are you? How's life? How are things? What was on television last night for you?
What did I watch? I watched some Monday Night Football, some Monday Night Raw. I'm hooked on this Beatles documentary, so that's kind of what I've been watching the last two nights.
Which subscription service do I have to apply to have that?
It's Disney Plus, but obviously Disney Plus, you can get the bundle. But it's a... I can't even describe to you how weird it is to watch just the Beatles, like, workout songs. You have to, I guess, like, I can just talk about it. You have to see it to just, it's just weird watching them, like, literally just have, like, normal conversations with each other.
Yeah, I guess that would be a little strange. I mean, you're a big music guy, right?
Yes. I mean, I'm big music and movies.
Yeah, so it's right up your alley. Best Beatles song of all time?
I wouldn't dare to guess.
Wow.
I mean, for me, Hey Jude, Don't Let Me Down. I don't know. Yellow Submarine is so classic because we sang that in like fifth grade at our spring concert. So that's like still one of my favorites.
You just didn't realize you should have been tripping on acid.
Yeah, exactly. Just sounded like a fun song to us.
Ryan? That Beatles documentary is probably great, but the best thing to watch last night was Twitter because the sports world was exploding last night.
That's true.
It was exploding.
It was exploding. You had every coach leaving college football, the Texas Rangers spending $500 million on a middle infield. Must be nice. Like, Twitter was the only thing worth watching last night.
Twitter was insane. Twitter was insane. But, you know, the news yesterday was just simply outrageous.
Well, Anthony, I don't even know if you even know the news that broke while you were sleeping. That the Tigers are close to signing Javi Baez to a six-year deal.
6 years, $200 million?
The money is not...
It better not be $200 million.
The money has not been reported, but... Per John Morosi, about a six-year deal. That is, I think the news broke around 2 a.m.
So it's going to be between 120 and 180 million, more than likely? Maybe.
I like Javi Baez. I don't, everybody complains about the strikeouts. I like his demeanor, the way he plays the game. But is he a guy that you guys feel like he's going to lead us to a World Series? I don't know if Carlos Correa is that guy either, but.
Takes a lot to get there. It takes a lot to get there.
Just do a Rangers move and just sign both?
You know, I wondered about that. And just because if you signed Baez, why couldn't you get Correa too? I mean, why not? 6 years and less than $200 million. I feel pretty good about that. I know it's not my money. I know, just write the check, because if you get Carlos Correa, I've watched Twitter. I've seen that according to all the Twitter experts, you sign Correa to $500 million because it's not your money, so just spend it. And for 10 years, he is taking you to the World Series every season. All by himself. You don't need anybody else. You need Carlos Correa, and that is it, according to Twitter.
Well, on the other side, all the big J's like, well, if you sign Carlos Correa, he's going to turn into the current version of Miguel Cabrera in 6 months. So why invest into the future when all this ownership and GM has done is just sit on their money and build parking lots in the city of Detroit?
Yeah,
guess what? Those parking lots are going to be empty if you keep saying we need to save money.
And
like,
how
the fans
deserve
something?
How does a high-profile, massive payroll signing like that affect your future with your play? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's really the question. Like, how do you, in the world of baseball with no salary cap, you know, why not just spend limitlessly all the time? I guess that would be my biggest question. Some teams do, right? Some teams do. They're quote-unquote all in every year. But if you're the fourth wealthiest ownership group in Major League Baseball with no cap, why not just go ham every year? If you really wanted to. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll obviously get back into that. But we'll get you all caught up with all the happenings right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
San Francisco 49ers wide receiver and running back combo player Deebo Samuel and linebacker Fred Warner both out 1 to 2 weeks, according to head coach Kyle Shanahan. Both injured in the victory over the Minnesota Vikings 34-26 on Sunday. That was a pretty good game. Most of the world was watching what was taking place between Matthew Stafford and the Green Bay Packers. That was a good football game there from San Francisco. Carolina Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey is going to miss the rest of the NFL season with an ankle injury. What do we do with where do we place McCaffrey as far as, you know, all-time talent that we just do not see on the field enough? Like, does it not seem like that guy is always injured? It's wild.
Him and Saquon.
Him and Saquon Barkley, same way. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers not expected to have surgery to repair his broken toe during the bye week. So now it's a broken toe, not a COVID toe. I was told that he got COVID, and it was the reason his foot was injured now is because it was COVID, according to the Wall Street Journal. Minnesota Vikings running back Dalvin Cook has a dislocated shoulder. Adjust your fantasy lineups accordingly. Arizona Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury is staying focused on his current season, not the Oklahoma Sooners coaching vacancy. That's right. How about the Sooners looking for a new head coach? Orlando Magic lose Jalen Suggs to a fractured thumb, so he'll be out for a while, a high-profile rookie. Denver Nuggets' Michael Porter Jr. is going to undergo back surgery. He'll be out indefinitely, according to his agent. Expected to make a full recovery, but no timetable on his return. He just signed a 5-year, $172 million max contract in September, has been searching for a non-surgical option since injuring his back on November 6th. He's only 23 years old. Remember, he had back surgery prior to the 2018 NBA draft, spent his first season recovering, and was one of the top young players, you know, in the league. Tom Thibodeau removes a struggling Kemba Walker from the New York Knicks rotation. See ya! Boston Bruins' Brad Marchand was suspended 3 games for slew footing. You can't go out there and be slew footing around. Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma for the University of Southern California. And how about the big news last night? Another bomb that was dropped is the fact that LSU is going to hire Notre Dame's Brian Kelly as their next head football coach. We'll step aside. We'll get into Monday Night Football and a little bit of that Sunday afternoon game. I want to get your thoughts on what we saw there as well. The college coaching search, John Wagner, all that and more coming up here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on college basketball. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy college hoops like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials right there at your fingertips all season long. All you have to do is download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game that you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. This is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making this a part of your day each and every weekday morning. I had on our schedule to discuss Monday Night Football, and I wanted to get into a little bit of the L.A. Rams and Green Bay Packers game since we didn't get to talk about too much because of yesterday was pretty Michigan, Ohio State dominated, which is totally fine. It's the biggest win since 1997 for the program. But, neither here nor there. I wanted to talk about that. And then, the news last night kind of, rolled the dice and shook things up on us a little bit. So I just wanted to, kind of rehash what took place in college football in case you were not around last night. Maybe you went to bed early. Lincoln Riley landed the USC coaching job and is leaving Oklahoma. Preseason Heisman hopeful Spencer Rattler has already entered the transfer portal, as I'm sure there will be a mass exodus, not only of potential incoming recruits to Oklahoma moving to USC, but also guys that are already on their roster, which also makes me kind of question, Lincoln Riley, where is the program at, post Stoops? How much credit can you give to Bob Stoops? How much do you give to Lincoln Riley? Regardless, he signed a massive deal to be the next head coach at USC. A disgusting amount of money. Like $110 million, I think, to be the head coach there. And according to one report, USC paid $500,000 more to buy his home in Oklahoma.
Homes.
And then buy his home in L.A. too.
He had two homes in Oklahoma, I believe, is that report. So it's,
and then he's not going to have any home when he gets fired in 2 years. And he's going to be really sad.
See, I don't think that happens. I really don't. I think Lincoln Riley to USC is awesome for the Trojans. A lot of people say that nobody cares about college football in L.A. It's no different than Miami, right? You know where people don't care about college football? Boston. They don't care about college football in New York.
Losing town.
Well, Boston, they don't have a – I mean, Boston College is, like, the only big school they have. I mean
– Right.
You see, it's not you like see UMass is going to have a great football team.
Boston, they don't care. New York, they don't care. Washington, D.C., they don't care. Right? Those are massive markets in the U.S. where they don't care. You know where they do care? Chicago cares. Right? Detroit cares. Miami cares. We heard it first from, you know, firsthand from Lee Sterling about when the Canes are good, that team is maybe the hottest ticket in town. That's wild to think about. If the U could ever get back to being the U, and maybe that's where the Lane train goes next, because Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss just isn't big enough. Miami, on the other hand, now that would be something. Right? State of Texas, obviously, they care. Markets like Dallas, Houston, big booming markets. But L.A., when USC is good, at Coliseum seats a lot of people, and a lot of people go to those games. You know, all you have to do is turn back the clock a little bit to the Reggie Bush era, Carson Palmer, Matt Leinart. Like, those guys, they had the city of L.A. and all of Southern California buzzing. If you're Lincoln Riley, okay, all right, you're at Oklahoma. Oklahoma eventually is going to make their way to the SEC. I don't think you shy away from the challenge. I don't think that Oklahoma going to the SEC is like, oh, my God, I got to go find a new job. I don't think you're coaching college football if you think like that. These guys are way, way, way too competitive to think that small-minded. But they're moving. That's going to change some things. You're going to move directly into second place no matter what. Maybe even third behind Kirby Smart and what he's got at Georgia, and the obvious king of the Southeastern Conference right now, that is Nick Saban. If you go to USC and you get them relevant again, what are you doing in the Pac-12? You're moonwalking through the Pac-12. Who's your competition? Oregon State? Oregon? Washington, who we say is going to be good every year?
It's just Oregon right now.
Washington State? Stanford, what'd they do this year?
UCLA's an okay team.
They're trying. Arizona?
One of the worst teams in college football.
Sun Devils? ASU?
Very average team in college football.
What's it? I don't know if it's like this. Is it the shocker?
I think it's the shocker, because I don't know if you can do three fingers. I think that means something else. Especially if you hold your hand up real high. Maybe it's summertime.
Please don't do that.
I don't know what you kids are talking about. It's probably like when somebody gives you the okay, and then all of a sudden that turned into some giant. Then somebody just said
circle,
okay, and they gave
circle
the circle with
turned
the three
into
fingers.
Racism real quick.
Yeah, like some sort of like secret, you know, society. Like, no, that literally means okay, and everybody knows it. It's on pizza boxes across the nation.
Unless
like,
you're one of the olds, all right? And then they don't think that.
Incredible. Anyways, Lincoln Riley to USC, to me, makes total sense. And it's great for college football. You've heard me talk about this for as long as I've been in this chair in reference to college football. It's too regional. We got to get out of SEC-controlled territory. We need more teams to be good at football at the college level. If that means everybody has a loss or two losses, maybe there's one undefeated team every year, that's fine. But we need more relevant teams across the country. We needed to get away from Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Florida, Ohio State. That's not good enough. Ohio State being the one team north of the Mason-Dixon line, that's not good for college football. They need a Pac-12 team to be relevant to carry the West Coast. And college football is better when Texas and Oklahoma and USC and Michigan and Miami are good. When Notre Dame is relevant, I know a lot of Notre Dame hate over here sometimes. When Notre Dame is good
for the next 6 to 8 years, right?
Excuse me?
That Notre Dame hate's going to change for the next 6 to 8 years.
Well, let's slide on over there, shall we? LSU, going going to hire Notre Dame's Brian Kelly. He's going to meet with his team this morning at 7 a.m., and they're coming to an agreement. Now, people who don't think that Notre Dame or people who don't believe that LSU will be successful with Brian Kelly, I think that's kind of crazy. I don't necessarily like him. But if this is a place where Ed Orgeron just won a national championship, I think Brian Kelly could have success.
I saw a tweet yesterday that said Brian Kelly looks like that he says Sprite is too spicy. Is LSU really the right culture?
It's not that he won't be successful there. It's why are you leaving Notre Dame, which seemed for him he had the cushiest job in America, where – he's had 3-9 seasons, 4-8 seasons, or 4-8 season, has bounced back. You can be an okay team and somehow back into the playoff. Like, why would you leave something like that to a job where they fired their coach 2 years after the single greatest college football season in history?
Money or the challenge?
But Notre Dame has the money to put in his pocket.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out, I think, at some point. But my question is, all those kids you recruited, you just completed an 11-1 regular season. You're still in contention for the playoff. It's still going to go to a very good bowl game regardless. And you're just up and leaving?
And there's reports because yesterday was start of recruiting, again, for finish up 2020 recruiting and to talk to 2023 recruits. There was reports out there that the news broke while an assistant coach was in a recruit's home.
That's brutal.
And he says, I look like an a-hole.
How are you supposed to know? And that was part of Kelly's text to the team. Like, I wish you guys wouldn't have found out like this. I wish I would have been able to say something. But that's the world of college football that we live in. Let's talk more college football. And let's do it with John Wagner next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.